So we're told that all the men and women and children came and stood before the Lord with Jehoshaphat. But this wasn't a passive standing, waiting to be told what to do. It was an expectant standing, expectancy that God would speak or act. They would have been waiting attentively with an openness to God's spirit. And God did speak, but not through Jehoshaphat, not through the king, but through someone else in the midst. And the message was powerful. It was clear. It brought encouragement. Don't be afraid or discouraged by this vast army. It brought new perspective and hope. The battle is not yours, it's God's. You won't have to fight. It brought guidance. Just take up your positions and stand firm. And in the spiritual battles we face, in the battles of our life, where sometimes Satan can get in and needle us, the Ephesians 10, talking about the spiritual armor, says, when you've done everything, stand firm. We know we're on the winning side, but this requires perseverance and courage in the midst of the battle. And lastly, it brought a promise of the Lord's presence in the battle. Of course, God can speak to us any time and any place, but some situations really need the whole church, or the whole nation even, to come together in prayer. And God blesses this. And he often speaks at those times. And in case you're wondering if God still speaks to us like this today, yes, very much so. There's a chap called Rhys Howells, who is the founder of the Bible College of Wales. And he was a man who believed in the power of intercessory prayer. Now, during the early months of the war, January 1940, he was very concerned about what was happening, and he published in the Western Mail a call to the nation to pray, to stop war. The whole college, about 100 people, were already meeting in prayer to intercede for the nation every morning for about an hour, every evening from 7 p.m. till midnight, with only a brief interval for supper, and some other times as well. On May the 26th, 1940, there was a day of public prayer in Britain. Can you believe that? Churchill was there at Westminster Abbey, and he recorded just how frightened the people were at that time, because Hitler had broken through to Belgium and Holland, and they thought he was going to invade England. There was a very real threat, just like Jehoshaphat. Back at the college, prayer meetings were happening and the people were listening for God's answer. This is what Mr. Howells recorded at that time. May 28th. In the meetings, the prayer was for God to intervene at Dunkirk and save our men. And as the Spirit came upon them in prayer and supplication, what one prayed at the end expressed the assurance given to all. I feel sure something has happened. May 29th was the day of the evacuation of Dunkirk. Mr. Howells said, let us be clear in our prayer that the intercession is gained. The battle is the Holy Spirit's. See him outside of yourself tonight. He's there on the battlefield with his drawn sword. May 30th, from a worldly standpoint, there's no hope of victory, but God has said it. We are not to run into panic thinking the Nazis are going to win. Germany must be delivered, as well as England and France. We may have to go through far greater sufferings yet, but I'm not going to doubt the final issue. We state in the plainest terms, the enemy will not invade Christian England. I didn't know before I read this that those prayer meetings had such an impact on the events in this nation. But when we look back, it says the author, after these years, many years later, many of us in Britain recall the terror of those days, remembering the miracle of Dunkirk, acknowledged by our leaders to be an intervention from God, the calm sea allowing the smallest boats to cross, the almost complete evacuation of our troops, and then the lead Mr. Churchill gave to the nation. How thankful we are that God had this company of hidden intercessors whose lives were on the altar that day. Day after